I understood that God is a protector in American people believe from God because they have a peace. But for us here in Congo, we have a war, we have conflict. And when we see how God is a protector, this gives us a faith to believe to him.
Church is complicated, and for many of us, it can be difficult to see a path forward. Is it even possible for the church to be the hopeful, healing presence Jesus intended? At World Relief, we believe the answer is still yes. Every day, we see stories unfold of people moving together to create change in communities across the globe. Not because the church is perfect, but because God desires to use community to create change. In the midst of the mess, in the midst of human brokenness, God still moves through the local church. This is Forward Together, hope-filled stories from the global church.
Hi, everyone. This is Matthew Sorens. I am the U.S. Director of Church Mobilization and Advocacy for World Relief, and it's great to be back with you again. I am really excited about the conversation you're going to be a part of today, because I have Berger Bireo joining me from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Berger has been working at World Relief DR Congo since 2013. He's also the pastor at a local church in Goma, and I'm really eager to hear from him about how the global church is moving in DR Congo, what we might be able to learn from them, and how we can join them in the work they are doing. So, Berger, welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Matthews. It is my pleasure also to meet you and talk together. As you said, I'm a pastor of a Pentecostal church in Goma City, North Kivu Province in DRC.
So you're working with lots of local churches working together there, but you also are the pastor of a local church. I'm wondering if you could tell me, you know, how you ended up being called to be a pastor.
Yes, okay, Matthew. As I said before, to be a pastor is my passion. It means that I took decision to serve the Lord when I was 12 years old, just after the death of my father. When I lost my father, I understood that I had to have a father who could take care of me. And it was in dream that I had received the call from God. And I had quickly confided in a pastor from my local village who had oriented me for my spiritual growth. I started my ministry as an evangelist at the same age. It means that at 12 years old. And when I was 31 years old, I was ordained as a pastor of my local church, a Pentecostal church, as I said, after having studied in a Bible theological. As you can see, my name is Berger, because Berger, it means shepherd. It means that I'm a pastor, but since I was a child, my parents called me Berger, it means a shepherd. Yeah, thank you.
Wow, that is, I didn't know that Berger meant a shepherd, but that's, you've had that sort of spoken over you since a very young age. That's really amazing. You know, one of the things, Berger, that I love about our work with World Relief is we get to interact with people from so many different parts of the global church and recognize the many things that we have to learn from each other. I'm wondering if there's something that you could think of that, as a Congolese man, you have learned about God that maybe I, as an American, may not know or may not understand.
Yes, Matthew. As a Congolese man of God, I learned many things from God. I understood that God is a protector. You know, it's different from maybe American people, because in American people believe from God because they have a peace. But for us here in Congo, we have a war, we have conflict. And when we see how God is a protector, this gives us a faith to believe to him. Yeah, this is a difference that I can see.
Wow. Yeah, that's really powerful. You know, most of us are at least a little bit aware that the Congo has gone through just a very long season of difficulty and war and conflict. Yeah. What's the state of the church in Congo in the midst of all of that? Not just one local church, but the church overall in the country.
Yeah, in general, Congolese church currently faces to several challenges, including the theological interpretation of Bible, which of basis of several division. Many people who call themselves servant of God are now creating churches, not because they are a servant of God, but for raising money for themselves. Yeah, this is a big challenge in general.
So here in the United States, I think that a lot of churches have gone through some significant shifts and transitions, and there's a lot of divisions among congregations and people based on maybe different denominational traditions or political persuasions. Is that something that you've experienced as a pastor in the DR Congo? And if so, how have you handled it?
Ah, yes, Matthew, I have experience to that. It is true that in DRC also we have a division between congregation and people of different faiths and political conviction. But personally, since I believe in the Lord, I have never changed my church. However, in the area where we work with World Relief, we have come across churches that are divided by their conviction or beliefs. Church leaders who could not meet together, but with the teaching organized for them on integral mission, the changing of harmful belief by the truth of the word of God, that helped the divided local church and religious denomination to build unity and the commitment for working together through the church network committee for serving the most vulnerable in their community. With what we do as the World Relief staff, we try to help different churches to come together to build unity in spite to division. Yeah.
I wonder, Berger, have you ever had a time in your own life when you were doubting God or doubted the work that he was doing through the global church?
Ah, yes. Yeah, that is a very question, because one day I had doubted the presence of God when I had lost all things. I lost my house, I lost my clothes because of the war. But quickly, I had taken courage by reading the word Bible in Isaiah 43, verse 18, that says that forget about what is happened. Don't keep going over all the story, but be alerted to be present. God promised that he are going to do new things for us. This word gave me courage, but I first said to doubt that in my life.
That's so neat to see how God uses his word to encourage us in just the way that we need in the right moment.
Yes.
What would you say, Berger, to someone who's feeling discouraged or maybe even ready to give up on the church or on their faith in God today?
Okay. As I have experience in this, what I can do is just to give a person who is in the same situation, to give him the same exhortation that I had from God, the exhortation that strengthened me, and to remember that God still give promise to his people to come and to help them. It is just to be said, I have to remind him of all of the good things that God is continuing to do. This is what I can say to encourage that person.
Oh, that's really helpful. So at World Relief, we've been talking a lot about what it means to move forward together as one body. My question for you is, how can the church as a unified body move forward together? What could it look like to move forward together, even in differences?
For the church as a unified body to move forward together, members of different denominations must learn to understand one another as described in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11. God's word say that pray for God to help you understand what makes others happy and unhappy in their life. Because we cannot move together, forward together, if we don't have this sense to know, if I do this, my friend will be happy. And also, if I do this, my friend will be unhappy. Members of different churches should learn how to cooperate well with others. And to know that cooperating well begins with valuing the person created in the image of God. Listening to other people's his ideas, getting to know the colleagues better, their skills and what they can do with skill. This is what I can say. It is mean moving forward together, even in our difference, is like a board having several organs that must help each other to achieve a goal. As we have a board, the God has many parts, but all those parts have the same objective, have the same goal to achieve.
Yeah, I love that imagery of from the Bible of seeing the church as one body with every part needing every other part. So last question for you, Vijay. Do you believe the church can change the world? And if so, why do you believe that?
You know, in Matthew, your name as a book of Bible, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, we have a comment from Jesus who say that, go make disciples of all nations. It means that Jesus or God gave that mission to the church to change the world. If the church cannot change the world, it means that the church is not doing his mission. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Berger. As we end our time, I wondered if you would mind saying a prayer over us and over all who are listening.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you for having time to talk together. Thank you for sister and brothers who are listening for us. And them, as requested, let us have a short prayer for closing this time. Yeah, I will just pray. Lord, thank you for the time we just spent with my friend Matthew. I'm very happy for this time. I pray for all who are listening to us. Bless each one. I pray that you can help us to become the instruments to change the world despite our difference, as your word say in the Bible. I pray in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Forward Together, Hope-Filled Stories from the Global Church, a podcast series by World Relief. To learn more about World Relief and get involved, visit www.worldrelief.org. We hope you'll join us next episode to hear from another staff member about how God is at work through the church in Turkana, Kenya.
You will see people worshiping under trees, not necessarily having a building or anything. They worship under the tree and they believe that God is hearing them from there. So the hand of God is actually transforming people in this community.